Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. This is Brain Stuff, and I have a topically relevant scenario for your consideration. Let's say you want a change of scenery, so you set out with the clothes on your back, your innate knowledge of the world, and zip all else. Would you be able to travel a few thousand miles and wind up somewhere with excellent food options and potentially attractive members of your species? And then would you be able to get back home a few months later? I, personally, would be hopelessly lost within a week. And yes, I would be completely useless during a zombie apocalypse. But lots of birds do this every year. Migration can take birds tens of thousands of miles across oceans and continents, and often to the exact same summer and winter spots, using nearly the exact same routes every time. It's not like they have a GPS. Ornithologists have speculated that birds might use a number of audio, visual, odorous, and learned social cues to get where they're going. But young birds making their trip for the very first time have been observed to migrate successfully with no chaperones. So, assuming that birds aren't feathered cyber drones hacking our global positioning satellites, what gives? How do birds migrate? Research has revealed that migratory birds have vision-based magnetoreception. They can see magnetic fields, and Earth is lousy with magnetic fields. The primary one is what makes compasses work. These magnetic fields exist because Earth's molten outer core is made up of iron alloys, which are swished around by heat coming up off of the solid inner core and by the rotation of the Earth. That motion, plus the fact that iron is really good at conducting electricity, create a dynamo. A dynamo being a generator of electric and magnetic fields, which basically makes Earth function like a giant bar magnet. The North Pole is positive, the South Pole is negative, and our planet is wrapped in magnetic fields arcing between them in slopes and curves. And migratory birds can sense those fields. Experiments over the past couple decades have shown that birds prepared to migrate south will align themselves with magnetic south, even in the lab if you create an artificial magnetic south. Furthermore, these birds actually see magnetic fields. Around 2010, researchers fit European robins with either clear or frosted goggles, and they found that the birds needed clear vision in their right eyes specifically in order to navigate magnetically. Now scientists are studying what biological mechanism might be responsible for this. More research needs to be done, but the popular theory goes that magnetic fields cause a chemical reaction in birds' eyes that affect their sensitivity to light. So magnetic fields might show up as brighter or darker patterns spread out over everything that the bird sees. It's sort of like a map on a heads-up display. Today's episode was written by me and produced by Tyler Klang. If you like our show and also like not being naked, check out our online store at tpublic.com/brainstuff. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other bird-brained topics, by which I mean very interesting ones, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.